from KQED.
We're going to turn now to the other big court decision, this one happening in Hawaii and Maryland. In those two courts, California, Hawaii, and other states got a big win when a federal judge blocked President Trump's new travel ban. It's a temporary decision as the courts look at the merits of the case, meaning for the meantime, refugees and citizens from six predominantly Muslim countries can continue to enter the U.S. For analysis, we turn now to Rory Little, a law professor at UC Hastings. Good morning, Rory.
Good morning.
It seems pretty clear here that the judge in Hawaii sees this ban, at least on the surface, as a religious test. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, I would say both the judge in Hawaii and the judge in Maryland see this as both a problem with the establishment of a religious preference and also sort of preferring one religious preference over another, which damages some of the plaintiffs who are Muslims.
Now, from a California perspective, is there anything in this ruling in Hawaii or even in Maryland that piques your interest?
Well, I mean, California has a very large Muslim population, and they have a lot of people interested in refugee status and immigrant status and visas. I mean, we are a state of diversity and a state of immigrants in large regard, and certainly and California, by the way, has some of the largest entry points, you know, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco. So California is deeply interested in how this goes, and many people in California are quite happy with the rulings that have come out so far.
Rory, is it just me? I have never seen an administration struggle so mightily with the federal courts so early into their administration.
Well, you know, the answer to that question is yes, the Department of Justice is having a hard time defending these orders. You know, it's a sort of unique circumstance where the client is talking every day about the merits of the case. So when the Department of Justice says, oh, this travel ban, the second one, is neutral, it has nothing to do with religion, and then the client gets on TV last night and says, well, actually, it's just a watered-down version of the first one, you know, he's undercutting the interests of his lawyers. So, yeah, right now, the judges seem pretty unanimous across the country that this is a religious problem as well as a statutory problem. And so they're going to have to go quickly up to some court of appeals. And I think you'll see this up in the Supreme Court relatively quickly.
Rory Little from UC Hastings. Rory, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John.